May God forgive us.
All the traitors will be set alive. Everyone with boxing gloves will get in a fight when Kofifi releases the hidden light. Tune in, tune in, tune in. 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 Never before was it spoken aloud. The name of Kofifi brought shivers to the crowd. He will finally reveal all Trump's secret plans. Now that Kofifi has spoken to the land, he's the only one that hasn't quit the band. Tune in, tune in, tune in. Tune in, tune in, tune in. Tune in, tune in, tune in.
Yeah, what, you guys think that like Trump was like up at 3 in the morning just randomly tweeting like about coverage and then fell asleep? Bullshit. It was all about Kofifi. We know. We know that there's this like deity that's like living under the earth that's gonna return.
Tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn. Tune in, tune in on Friday at 2 p.m. What do you think? He was just drunk? 3 o'clock in the morning? Going around the White House? Missing Melania? He was summoning Kofifi. Tune in, tune in, tune in. With Pat, Chad, Sarah Stillman, with Sal and Violet M. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
On
Radio Free Brooklyn.
All right, cool. Welcome to the podcast. Woo,
woo. Yeah.
It's been a while. I've been jonesing yeah. for all you all Stay motherfuckers.
Woke. You guys all kind of fucked me over last week, you know? But I pulled through.
We were here.
Like, you're here. Pat Hillsman.
I know. Thank you.
The show must go on. The show must go on.
That's true. Oh, well. You know.
The martyr of Radio Free Brooklyn.
He was literally crucified. It's an auto crucifixion. Mm-hmm. Auto-erotic crucifixion.
Well, we might as well get into it, right? We have a very special. Oh God.
We have a very special guest for you.
Whoa!
Tonight.
Don't. Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
First of all.
Yeah.
Yes.
First off,
that is true.
That is true.
Sarah's correct.
And well, it's also true.
There are sound effects.
Yeah, it's that you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to the Apocalypse specifically on Radio Free Brooklyn. And listen, I'm sorry to do this to all of you again. I really am, because I do it every week. But it's just like our stees, you know what I mean? Like, I think it all began when we predicted that Trump would win the election.
We were right.
You know, we were like, Jesus.
We were right. It was mostly Midwest South. We were kind of in denial.
I wasn't. I had a dream about my beard.
I was deeply in denial. Yeah.
I like that in the lore. It's slowly being recorded. What actors are playing.
But
the horror.
Perhaps Columbus's navigator will be known.
Just paddling the dark oceans of ignorance.
Dude, you know, this is totally part of the historical record now.
It's
like,
true.
This
yeah.
is primary source material.
You know how we know that ancient
portals into hell.
Ancient peoples were aware of comets, and Dick know Payne. It because they put it on their stupid fucking tapestries.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, holy fuck, what's that light in the sky? And they're like, we have to stitch it into a tapestry like a bunch of schmucks. You know, like when I was a little kid in France, my family used to make me go look at the tapestries, and I was like, this is fucking awful. Like, how stupid were these people?
The tapestries. You
know? And, tapestries but, were the original iPhones.
Right, but it's an important medium because it recorded. There was no other way we would have known there was a comet. Right.
So like there's clay pots, another oldie exactly. buddy goodie, oldie buddy goodie.
You can criticize the Apocalypse all you want, but there's no other way you would know that Jesus is returning.
Yeah, where are my Sumerians in the house? Yeah.
Exactly. So anyways, I know that I say this a lot. I'm apologizing in advance. I say that we have. I know that a lot of our guests are special, and since we predicted that Trump won the election, we've been the definitive historical
record.
Wait,
did you actually predict that?
Yeah, we actually did.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
But when?
Well, Nate Silver wasn't returning our phone calls.
Like weeks before.
Well, you know how Nate Silver does it?
Months before. Yeah,
we've told this story many times.
Nate, rare. Oh, shit, we're going to have like a rare earth out of metals. The battle of the rare earth metals, but let's not name any names. But, anyways, Nate.
Rare earth metals.
Nate, rare earth metals, silver.
He used like old world magic. He would just burn entrails.
Hey, can you leave the mic?
Sift through like teeth, animal teeth, to try to divine the poles. When we use science and math,
yeah,
and logic,
yeah,
you're men of logic.
It's true. And one morning I woke up and I was like, "Fuck me, my dick hurts." Like what?
One morning you woke up like that.
And I was like, I had a weird dream about my beard. And in my dream, my beard was growing quickly out of my face, and then it was growing in from the walls. And I was in an apartment building, and Trump was looking at me from the apartment building the other way. And just my beard was growing in, and I was like, fuck, what does this mean? Do I have to shave my beard? Do I have to not shave my beard?
Are these pubes? And they're just growing that fast?
But I knew that he'd win, and I was freaked out. And I had a big ass, like, it's pretty bad now, but it was fucking, like, Taliban style, like, right leading up to Trump.
And it smelled super bad.
Oh, God, it was horrible. Yeah, but since then, just our
steeds have been... There was a nest of birds and centipedes.
We also nailed it. That Flynn would be fucked.
Yes.
And that Trump is a coward.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, so I say this a lot because we're such a special show that we have a lot of special guests, but tonight's guest is very, very, very. Come on, can I get some berries?
So very.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Very,
oh, Jesus.
Very,
he's so special.
Very,
I'm blushing right now.
Very, oh, God.
Very
special. Oh, Jesus. It's Dan. It's Danny. I mean, we're not going to use his full name because in case somebody tries to execute him because
I got warrants.
Because he was on the podcast.
Because I got warrants.
Yeah. You listened.
Fucking rare earth.
Unlike most people who didn't listen.
Oh, yeah.
He's here to listen. Yeah. He's here.
Well, may that be a lesson to you all.
I'm here to learn.
I have that outstanding warrant in Tibet because
they don't get warrants in Tibet.
This guy in a robe like came up behind me and I thought that he was trying to like snag my wallet. I turned around and I punched him. And I was like, oh shit, it's the Dalai Lama. Fuck. So it was like a misunderstanding.
You punched the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. You know what I mean? But they...
Do you even go to hell for that?
Sounds like
you
deserved it.
There's the stand your ground over there.
You go to Buddhist hell, which is not that bad.
By far the
worst.
Wait,
the Buddhists have a blood hell.
There's no
hell. They have a blood hell.
Anyway,
you're just in like a...
Sounds like my kind of...
So, anyways, Danny's our guest. Danny himself has stared down like the beasts of hell.
Yeah. So many Kalashnikovs.
And like pissed in their mouths.
Danny, tell us about your life. You have enemies?
Yes, and I want them crushed.
Oh, yes.
But I found recently, I used to be very vocal about my enemies, and I found that it's better to speak about that thing privately, maybe with a few trusted confidants.
No one listens.
Almost like on a podcast.
Yeah. Yes. And then work on it that way, and really, you know, time. What's the, you know, there's like some old Bedouin saying about like, the guy goes to his uncle and asks for, should they get revenge? And he's like, no, wait, that's after 5 years. He goes after 10 years. He goes after 20 years. Then finally after 40 years, he's like, all right, now. Yeah. I think the story's a lot better than I told it. I probably forgot a lot of key details. But the whole point was that you should wait 40
years.
After
45 years, the government then like,
okay, then they're like, good. Trade in ammunition and gasoline for several generations.
I've been feeling lazy.
Just
been
waiting
until
their student
like
loans are forgiven.
Yeah, right. Make sure there's at least like two new generations.
Listen,
and I've spoken often about like how
I... take away the whiskey?
I embrace Bedouin-style revenge of just like... you know, slaughter the entire, like, blood feuds. Like, the entire firstborn residents of your village.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Every child, everyone who owes you money, that sort of thing.
This is, you brought up a good point, Danny, and something we discuss quite often is revenge and the best way to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we've brought up nailing, crucifying against walls. And we've brought up just kind of stealing children.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Best ways to take revenge?
All of these are...
I mean, you raise them, but you teach them to hate their parents.
That's good.
That's not bad. I like anything that would involve crushing someone's spirit and getting to watch that person's spirit.
Not unlike Star Trek's own.
Yeah. Star Trek, Beverly Crusher.
I love that. I was just looking at her picture earlier.
Yeah, she would crush people. Yeah. When people would defy Patrick Stewart.
Beverly Crusher
would just be like, I will crush you!
On the show, or
on the show, yeah, she had big hands, and she
would just be like, with the power of her red hair.
No. I mean, metaphorically crushing.
If you buy the DVD, you see her just crushing.
They cut out the crushing scenes.
Not literally crushing somebody. That won't work.
No, because she was a mom. She was a mom on the show, so regularly she had to like set her kids straight. She had to be like, Will Wheaton. What was it? Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley, I think.
Yeah, Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, Wesley. Oh,
well,
like,
he was even worse.
You need to think about what you did. And it was just so brutal because she's so correct and like fucking science.
But she would
mom.
Never crush him.
She's like space mom. How are you going to argue with
it? It was almost
mom?
As if he was crushed.
It was almost as if he was crushed.
His spirit was pretty
small. I'll say my favorite kind of revenge.
Okay.
Is to just let Jesus do it for you.
No, we
just pray on it.
The thing is, I do believe in some ways.
Yeah, but I mean, when Jesus gets, it's like, oh, Christ was on his side all along. How would you feel? Anyway, if you were my enemy and you found out Jesus was on my side the whole time,
there's no Jesus.
No, hang on.
You don't have to believe in Jesus.
Let's back it up. You don't have to believe that Jesus is God to be on our side. You just have to agree with him that all the traitors have to die.
Yes, I agree that traitors have to die.
He doesn't care what religion you are.
And like, there's part of me that believes that like eventually karma comes for everyone. And I've seen that happen to enemies of mine in the past.
Yeah,
but
it is Jesus.
But I don't want to wait. I'm impatient. I want people to be crushed now, which is awkward that my new revenge stance is, you know, biding my time and waiting for options.
You know what they say.
But I've watched a lot of mafia shows recently and a lot of like high power business shows, and they really have good morals.
It's good advice. Yeah.
Honestly,
good
nothing can replace good timing.
You know what
nothing
they say.
Can replace good timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say Covfefe works in mysterious ways.
Covfefe, I don't know. How does Covfefe kill? I feel like
Covfefe
is like the
stinging my eyes. Oh God!
Someone just got revenge on Pat.
Oh, my eyes are stinging because I'm sweating.
Somewhere in New Orleans, there's a voodoo doll with a fucking Pope Francis t-shirt on it.
Oh, there's many voodoo dolls of me. And the government just takes them out and just flicks them once in the dick.
I'd love
every
to
morning.
Get a good voodoo priestess to work with me.
Yeah. Ooh, voodoo priestess.
Dude, I think all of us would agree with that. Can we find calling all Flappish. Voodoo priestesses?
Call
us now. 718-928-9732. Voodoo priestess.
If you're
the next hour.
Listen, if you want to give to our Patreon, that'd be great. But
we have a new fundraising campaign. We've got to talk about.
Oh, okay, sorry. Go Patreon.
We have a new project at the ApocalCast. we're gonna link together a series of. I'm so glad you're here, Sarah. You can explain this better than me. We're gonna link together a series of computers that have replicant neural nets, learning machines, in order to write a new Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A better one, a more terrifying one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
So we have to input, basically encode all the text of like the Bible, whatever the Hindus read, the Shadow Quran, the Torah, into code, and then plug them into these machines to write a new, better Bible that's longer with more twists.
But in what language?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so
what's the universal language called again?
Esperanto.
It's written in Esperanto.
Or math.
It's going to be written in math also, There's going to be two versions.
I would definitely read that.
Dude, there's programs that write like classical music. Yeah. You just pump Bach into these machines and they put out...
I would join that religion. Why not? Yeah. Give it a go. You cover every angle.
So I think we're all talking about the same shit.
I think a key aspect of the Bible is that it's trying to do the personification of God. So you'd have to create like a class. In computer science, there's this concept of classes, which is like a one object type that like is
or like a grouping.
I think what you would want to do is feed this computer algorithm a lot of episodes of The Real World and Bachelor, that kind of stuff.
To teach it
pettiness and vengeance and all of the necessary things in order to understand how
pettiness and vengeance are like so good.
Because otherwise, you've got a computer's baseline before that is just like math. So it's like, God, okay, sure.
And
fine.
Shark Tank, like I don't watch Shark Tank.
You have to have the struggle, you know.
Because someone has to go to hell.
Yeah, I don't think Shark Tank. I don't watch Shark Tank.
But
I think it'd be good. I think it's necessary for a Bible.
Yeah. It's for negotiation.
Salesmanship.
Wait, did we say the actual Patreon thing? Or we know what we're saying?
Oh yeah, you can go to www.patreon.com/RadioFreeBrooklyn. Give us money.
Patreon.com/
or your virgin's blood or your organs.
But if you're a voodoo sorceress, that's even better.
Soft organs.
Backslash.
Hollow organs.
Whatever.
Non-hollow organs.
We want livers. Spleens.
Yeah. Especially.
Keep your bladders. Keep your stomachs.
Yeah. intestines.
Anything full of juices.
A duodenum will do in a pinch, but
take a kidney.
Duodenum.
What is that?
Gallbladder.
A duodenum.
It's the top of your large intestine.
Definitely, pineal glands are worth extra because they will help us complete our task.
Cut your dicks off, Brooklyn.
Are the ones that connect with the spiritual.
Don't worry about our plans. Don't worry about why we need them, New York.
Yeah. That's none of your business.
Just send us.
Although we are coming out with a cooking show. Stay tuned
Do you play ominous music in the background all the time?
Usually.
That adds like a lot of significance to what we're
really
saying.
If there's really bad stuff happening, then we have clapping.
Don't give away our formula.
I could say a lot of dumb shit right now, but it would sound very powerful if I said it slowly with this background.
You figured it out, man. Using the background. You fucked us. We've coasted by on this for a year.
Give it a spin. Let's hear what you got.
So I went to the bodega today.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
And I decided to buy a cup of coffee.
Oh lord.
And in that cup of coffee, I found a human hair.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's all I got. I don't know.
But no, that's a pretty good example.
No, I think because this is Tchaikovsky, we should be like Russian.
Let's not screech out the mics.
Look at you dropping classical music names.
Well, I didn't realize that in the Midwest they teach about that stuff between all the potato farming.
Between
cousin fucking 101 and 202.
I was out
between each and every potato farm is a conservatory.
Guys, memory hole.
Oh
Jesus! Oh, chill out.
I was a memory hole.
The only one true.
Hey, Midwestal, I said memory hole.
What,
that means that people stop talking. Well, now I've forgotten
what
it is.
Fuck her.
That's pretty good. Okay, so I did remember it despite somebody not respecting the rule about the memory holes.
I don't remember anything about memory holes.
There is no
when,
rule.
When there's a memory hole.
What is this, a hell mouth thing?
Okay. So I was out to dinner with my parents the other night, right? Okay. And I said, when I was a little kid, I have a memory of our neighbors in France at my great grandma's place. Going into the backyard and digging a hole and then taking a shit in the hole and then digging up the hole.
Wait, digging up the hole and then covering up the hole.
Oh. And I was like, I was with my girlfriend at dinner with my parents. And I'm like, did that really happen? And they're like, yeah, that totally happened. They're like, yeah, that's a real memory.
You know what? I've noticed over like like 40 Apocalypse is you have no good memories from France.
Wait, can you explain?
Nothing good happened.
I need to know why.
Why?
No, why do they dig a hole and shit?
Because they're cat people. They're cat people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
you guys should film a special episode on the road in France. Yeah. This is a Radiolab episode right here, except way more twisted. Go to France, track down your neighbors, find out why they went to their own backyard as shit in holes.
They
shoot at me
if
I did that.
You have to do
it. Wait, how many people have shot at you and how many people have missed?
They've all missed, and I don't know. Maybe like two, probably.
Are we talking gypsies or what?
Gypsies?
No, who were shitting in your backyard and digging up that shit.
Oh, well, I can talk about Roma.
Were they shitting in your backyard or their backyard?
In their backyard.
Okay. So it was perfectly fine. Why would they do that?
It was legal. It was legal. I don't know if it was moral.
It was legal, but it was distasteful.
But I think what was really distasteful was the fact that my family.
Like, the
was
CBC
like, yeah.
should have been
like,
called.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
It's the orb.
Jesus, the orb.
Oh, readers will know there's
on the cast.
There's a kind of
there's
a kind of smoke
to solve this mystery.
Of which mystery?
Of why they shit in their own backyard.
Oh, well, there's another.
There's no women.
There's another one, though. There's another part of the story.
Do your parents know? Could we call them right now on the air?
They don't know. They don't know why. Shit. But it's normal. But then there's the other memory that I had, which was, I was like, when we went to go visit the village that was, like, destroyed by the Nazis, but, like, that your great aunt is, like, 105 and lived at, did she, like, force us to dig for potatoes in her backyard? And mom was like, yeah, that's totally what she did. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting.
That's a universal childhood thing, I think, in Europe.
She's like, well,
being forced to dig for potatoes.
Dad does a good impression, actually, of my great aunt.
I do a great impression of all Pat's
relatives.
Relatives.
Well, like this, you should be screeching.
I'm gonna recount the experience with
my
mom.
Do you listen to the show?
Yes. No.
How did you know? That is exactly what I mean.
Okay, you ready? Hey, mom. Why is my great
egg?
Hey, why do I have to dig for all these potatoes?
That's it. It's just dig.
Well, right over. All right. That wasn't that good, honestly.
That
you've
good.
Had better.
I
yeah.
caught the moment. I
feel like we're wearing it out.
Really?
No.
All the
in his mind.
Move on before the hypnotism wears off. Change the topic.
We do this with all the bits. We did Civil War for like too many Civil Wars.
People want to know what's next.
What's next?
Anyway.
Apparently, Sulmay's here.
So.
Oh, we have our occasional co-host joining us.
Which one?
It's the tiny little one.
What?
You know what would be more interesting is if you actually, like...
Oh, God.
Is this the world? Is this what happened when you were alone?
Do you edit
like
this?
Call people on the phone no, I don't edit it. Was during the cast.
So last week, you did this entire show by yourself.
Wait, no, Pat, I didn't. Pat, wait, what did you see? He did it you on see the madness of, with his friends, of everyone's buddy. Hypocrisy, and then the people complain that the show takes too long. They're like, why can't we leave now? And I was like, well, maybe it's this one.
I'll just sing a song.
Maybe it was because everyone was like, Pat, can you help fix this? It's like being fucking captain of the Starship Enterprise, except without getting laid. You know what I mean? Because, well, like, in Captain Kirk, it was just all about, like, dating exotic creatures.
I don't think he ever actually got laid.
Captain Kirk?
No,
he absolutely did.
He maybe, like, fingered a couple of
He died of space syphilis.
No question.
He died of space-borne syphilis.
I never watched Star Trek. Am I missing out?
Yeah, he was just harpooning. He was harpooning, like, giant sharks in space, like, in his mind.
Was there a lot of fucking on that ship?
There was fucking.
Yes, there was.
This is in the future. In the future,
he got into so much trouble by fucking.
Yeah, that was the best part.
It was, like, the whole strategy.
It was, like, really overused. When you look back, I feel like,
if I don't see...
But the point is that the Apocalcast is a dictatorship. Yeah, we're rolling. Hey, our occasional co-host, Sol May Anderson, is here. Why don't you have a seat? Yeah, you can explain why you're late. Go for it.
Okay. So basically...
Hi, introduce yourself. Oh, by the way, we're all our jobs. Hi, my name is Pat. I'm sort of an investigative journalist.
My name's Jed. I do nothing at all.
Yeah.
I'm Sol May. I'm a journalist.
I'm Danny, sort of a journalist.
Cool, yeah.
I'm Violet M. I'm a singer and...
And a doctor.
Part-time streetwalker.
And she's a doctor.
Doctor of love. Yeah.
She's a literal doctor.
Maybe a doctor of medicine.
Hey. Midwest Al, a shambler.
He's also a doctor.
He's a shambler.
What's your job? What's your profession? What's your profession?
I am serendipity and I'm magical.
That's a good stripper name.
Also.
True.
You're welcome to.
True. Magic is real. Stay woke.
I'm a geriatric stripping coach.
That's fucking awesome. You gotta keep old people healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's nothing is healthier than stripping.
And they really look forward to it every Friday afternoon. I've gone and watched. I've gone and participated. You know, they need someone to practice on.
The first hour is horrible, but the rest is great.
And a lot of the men have bad hips.
A lot of sex work does go to older people.
Fill us in.
Economically speaking, there's a lot of old people who pay for sex workers.
There's a lot of stories about nursing homes having STDs.
I have to give my excuse for being late.
Nursing homes and STDs.
Let's hear it.
Wait, first of all, before we start.
Nursing homes and STDs.
Please apologize for me.
Oh, I apologize, everyone, for being late.
Not yet. You have to wait 1 second to apologize.
Apologize music.
I like how that music keeps cutting out.
Now you can apologize.
I am... extremely sorry from the bottom of my heart. I repent of my sins and apologize.
Well, you can start by leaning into the mic.
I repent of my sins and apologize for being late to the Apocalcast.
I will take whatever punishment.
I can do like 5 Hail Marys or something.
You know,
I don't know.
Some people have described the Apocalcast as cult-like, and I was like, cut yourself to prove that you don't think that. You know what I mean? Sorry, continue.
Okay, so I was late because I tend to be quite late regardless. I don't know if you guys, anyone in my life, has noticed this, but I tend to be late.
Shame!
Anyway, so, but I was really making an effort to be here on time, and I really planned it out so I would be here exactly on time. And, you know, I was filing a story, so I'm sitting there filing, and I'm, like, looking at my, and then I stopped and I went upstairs to shower.
Oh, God,
and
the file!
And I'm looking at my watch, and I'm going, oh, okay, good, I have, like, 45 minutes. Like, I'll be fine.
You forgot how to tell time.
And you filed halfway through the bars.
I'm like, okay, good, now I have 20 minutes. Like, I'll have plenty of time. And then I looked and I was like, this seems like really early. And then I looked at my computer and I was like, oh, fuck, it's like half an hour late. So, yeah. I apologize.
Was it a big hand, little hand
situation?
Okay,
we forgive you.
No, we don't forgive you, but we won't execute you.
Mine doesn't even work.
It's been a while since we've been around the room and apologized.
Oh, we should apologize. No, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen, you should start.
I want to.
It has to be very quick and within like a certain span of weeks.
What's the shtick?
It's not shtick,
something
we're
recently apologizing. That you did that you had to apologize.
Jed.
Really quick. Nothing.
I saw my neighbor's dog and I yelled at it. Because it was so cute, but I startled it by accident. I apologize.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I didn't mean to. I was like, oh, it's a dog. And there's. I apologize.
All right, that's a close one. Soulmate. Apologize.
When I was in Iraq, I would often lie and say I was eating the food that they were giving me when I was actually throwing it out. Like, behind me, when nobody could
see.
So I apologize.
Shameful and dishonest. Horrible. You're disgusting
America.
It's fresh
in my mind.
Danny, apologize.
I apologize to my girlfriend for making her come here with me.
Oh, my
Oh, well, she then Apocalypse drives to our show also for insulting
her,
it, right?
I apologize to the Apocalypse Caps for being here.
She's a good Apocalypse listener.
I apologize to the Apocalypse Caps for insulting it.
No, no, your girlfriend is a great, loyal Apocalypse listener as far as we're concerned. One listen, thank you.
Almost as good as, like, half a pint of Virgin's blood.
Wait, Sarah, apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, apocalypse. Yeah. Sorry.
I apocalypse for going to California.
Oh, yeah, oh, oh. Ooh, don't even get me started. Jesus.
Out in the dark, battling the hellmouths.
California's a land of sinners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, I found my darkness and my light, and it was terrible and wonderful. It was great.
We accept your apocalypse.
Yeah, we so far we accept them all.
You guys are like the greatest men.
It's not saying a lot. No.
Midwest style, apologize.
Midwest style, apologize for giving this woman a baby.
Apologize.
Apologize.
Apologize. Never. Never.
Apologize for
your seed.
Apologize
for your
seed. I apologize. I apologize because sometimes I go to my office and I do work instead of thinking about fantasizing about and masturbating to the apocalypse. I apologize. I do.
Oh, she's making fun of us because that's what we do. That's what she's trying to imply, that what we do.
What are you saying? No, we suck? You don't have jobs?
Will you apocalypse forgive me for fuck's sake?
No. Fine. Well, this time you're apocalypse forgiven.
Thank you.
Jesus
thank
Christ.
Thank you so much.
Who stole her beer? Apocalypse.
I apologize to Apocalypse.
I apologize
to Apocalypse for not sacrificing any animals.
Say it correctly. It was a hyphen.
For the stirring virgin blood.
A prayer doesn't count if you say it wrong.
You have to apocalypse.
I apologize to Apocalypse.
Okay, there you go.
Go.
Because why?
For why?
Because I've yet to sacrifice any living thing for the virgin blood stirring within my wife.
Are you kidding me? You're going
to
apocalypse for your coming child?
Each
ounce that it grows, there's some life that must be claimed.
But we don't have the real estate for a real goat yet.
No.
Oh, we're saving.
A real goat, but what about a mechanical
we're saving.
Goat?
All right, no.
Is there virgin blood, though, in it?
Wait, hang on, no. First, Violet, you got apocalypse.
I did already.
First off, apocalypse for being pregnant.
I'm just
going to
flush a bunch of prescriptions
down the sink. No, I already apocalypse.
Apocalypse for your child.
Apocalypse
well,
for your pregnancy.
My child will take over when you fail to impregnate the earth.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, whoa. Jesus. Oh,
no.
Here we go.
That's right. Here we go. Rumble.
This is a Martin Luther moment. You've nailed your grievances to the wall.
That's right.
This is what broke Catholicism.
That's a good 19 reference.
19 years from now.
So.
Or puberty, whichever.
Very sharp. Very sharp man.
We're writing a new Bible here.
That's right.
Well, guys.
5 + 2 equals E squared. You know what that means.
You guys should play the song, actually.
Puckle listeners.
Which song?
Puckle listeners, send your sealed virgin blood to us, and we also take expired medications.
Yeah, no. Ill-free virgin blood.
Oh, we love those, yeah.
We love
it. It's a big part of our lives.
We'll dispose of it safely, we promise.
Under the counter. When you have expired, like, painkillers or, like, Xanax, like, is it going to get you more fucked up or less fucked up?
Less fucked up. You have to take
depends.
More of it.
Yeah.
But almost all medication, you have to take more of it.
No, I thought that you had to take more of it because it was, like, a few months expired, and
it's
I
good.
Really fucked myself up for, like, 4 days.
Now you're not supposed to do
it.
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys want to hear how I fly?
Don't ever flush it. Don't ever flush it down the toilet because you'll get the fish fucked up.
Tell the story.
The fish are already, like, on birth control,
antipsychotics,
painkillers.
Tell my story?
If you want to, yeah.
I drove.
You have to lean into the mic, though.
I had to drive, like, 18 hours. I mean, I told myself I had to drive. Nobody else made me. And then I had, like, I didn't know how many milligrams of Adderall, which I definitely got from my doctor directly, and it was fine.
Oh, I require there would be no apocalypse without
absolutely.
My Adderall.
Yeah.
As you might be able to tell from some of the content.
Yeah. We do not condone recreational.
It's not recreational. It's to save the world.
That's what I'm
saying.
No.
Yeah.
It's not off-label.
Recreational. No, that was it. Then I was just like, I was driving, and I was like, I'll take the one. I'm kind of tired. Like, we'll see what happens. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I was like, it's probably not working. Let me take more. And then I took another one, and I didn't know how many, like, milligrams it was total, but I didn't sleep again for, like, 3 days. And,
oh,
like,
shit.
Every day... my pee smelled like bleach.
Oh, oh my
that's
God.
Cool.
I know. It was super weird.
Yeah.
It was like a super like, weird side effect.
Fuck yeah.
That's like bleach a story pee. From the influence.
A milligram, I might die.
Talk about an awesome unintentional side effect.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
a story.
You're cleaning your own toilet by peeing in it.
I wasn't peeing in the toilet.
That makes you wonder. You can stand
Yeah.
All right. Wait, where were you?
Wherever I felt like I needed to.
So, did you hear this? Did you hear this, guys?
Where do you pee?
Like hospital waiting rooms.
Guys.
No, I was thinking in the backyard, like behind a bush.
You dig a hole. You dig a hole.
No, you don't dig a hole. You don't dig a hole.
Behind the door of the car.
It's really one of the most annoying things about this trip was like, well, and every trip ever, like,
oh, taking a dump.
No, I just didn't.
Taking a dump, yes.
I just didn't. For 3 days, or no, I was there for 4 days and then 3 days, and both times I was like, nope, not doing it. I just
did you
not
poop?
No,
all?
Not at
How
all.
How many days?
I think the longest I went was like 4 days.
I went on a...
I apologize, but also the most annoying part... Wait, go ahead, Danny.
I was going to say, I went on a trip, you know, reporting trip 3 or 4 years ago when I was somewhere for a week. Horrible bathroom situation. Went to the bathroom once.
Yeah,
I just
in
refused.
A week.
In your hands?
Not in my hands, but my body just like shut itself. My body knew and shut itself down.
You guys, yeah.
Sphincters,
guys.
Physically, I wasn't just, even physically holding anything in.
Can I weigh in on this?
Yeah. Plus, it's also like the only thing you eat is like meat and bread, like kebabs and pita.
Yeah, no.
So like,
can I weigh in on this?
You
guys
not
know that I shit, right? Yeah. You guys know that I use the toilet,
this
right?
This guy,
I'm like, all right.
I hear there's documentation.
This guy likes the shit. There's one thing I know about this guy.
He likes to take pictures of it and show it to his friends.
That's true. I do that.
Oh God! I told him he came so close and never spoke to me.
Oh, I did do that to you.
No, you tried, and I.
Oh,
was
at least
like,
I warned you.
No, I warned you that if you did it, that I would never speak to you again, and I really appreciate you actually respecting that boundary.
What? You know what? This is like when NPR is like, go to our website, and you can see pictures of like. That's shit.
But my point is that for anybody, for any girl who's reporting in the field, it really sucks because when you have to pee, like, nobody, A, there's, like, all men around you, so how are you gonna pee, like, you know what I mean? And when you're in, like, the desert, there's nothing, there's no cover, and there's fucking cars and people everywhere.
And you know they want to shoot you when you're peeing.
I ended up having to cover myself with a big jacket.
You know they're like, listen, Mustafa, get her when she's pissing. You know what I mean?
My big hero is that
wide angle lens.
When I'm in that situation, I'm gonna step on a mine.
You're never in that situation because you're not a woman who has to pee in the desert with an army of men.
But he does have to take a dump.
But I do have to take a dump at times, and you can't.
Still not a woman when you're taking a dump.
Either way. The point is that.
So what do you do as a woman? Are you like a sea crab? You make like a little.
Because I was worried about stepping on a mine.
Like bad for guys and horrible.
So they dig like a trench in like a corner, and then they go in the hole that they dug.
Can you lean at the mic? How about you pledge?
Can we make an underground accord right here?
Yeah.
Next time we have to piss in the field,
like an accordion.
Pants down all the way, and we're going to squat.
I'm never going back to the field. I don't even go near fields.
It would mean even more to me if someone recorded it or took a photo.
Say Lulu's taking a shit and you can't piss there.
Actually,
you go in the backyard. You have to squat. You have to take your pants all the way down.
All the way to your ankles.
No, that's
your ankles.
Oh, guys, have I told you that?
And squat.
No, we're out. We're out of the Paris Agreement. We can shit in our backyard.
You can burn it
wherever. You can burn your
pour gasoline on it. That's what you should do to protest that. You should burn your trash.
No, don't.
Everybody should just burn the trash. Be like, what of it? Fuck you.
I thought you said burn your shit. I thought you were going to say burn.
My French relatives also burn their trash, by the way.
You know what? You
just
burn it.
Hey, you apologize
yet?
Oh, the host tries to get out of his duty. Surprise, surprise. All right, let's hear it.
First thing I want you to apologize for not apologizing.
Well, guys, hang on.
Yeah.
Everybody else apologize?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
We did.
So let's hear your apology.
Put on the musical cue.
What will it be?
Of course.
For what are you ashamed?
This
sir?
Isn't apology music.
This is like, sorry, I'm not sorry.
This is not apology.
Sorry, I had to kill so many of you to save the Republic.
Apologize for being such a shit, Pat.
Well.
I apologize for nothing!
Kill him!
I fooled all of you!
Kill him!
This is the last apocalypse. I know you have a lot of built-in apocalypse.
I know, it's true.
And one day it's going to get to you.
But I do...
Hey, Pat!
So anyway... Apocalypse goes everywhere, man. No stone unturned.
It unturns hidden memories, hidden Nazi paths.
Yeah.
That's hidden sins.
Backyard pooping stories.
Front yard pooping stories.
Hidden portals into hell.
Side yards, alleyways.
So
the cleansing power of a vagina.
Just again, ApocalyCast viewers, send your old pets. Old pets. We will take them.
we need them.
Alive? No, they have to be alive.
But old.
It's better.
No, they'll.
It's better.
They'll,
yeah, and send some food too, because we're not gonna.
And we'll find a home for them. A home.
Yeah.
And we'll find a home forever. For them. Yeah, forever, and they'll have that hole forever.
A whole home.
We'll find them land, and they'll rest in it forever.
Oh, damn.
Here's your podcast. We're interested in creatures on the precipice of death.
Folks, Shaheeds never die, so send us your pets, and let's make some
we
magic.
Won't. We're not gonna kill your pets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use the blood, though.
Anyways. Look, we need it. What are you going to do with it, America?
Yeah.
You know
it's an old
what's
pet.
What's your favorite pet?
You know how much a new pet's worth? Like $2,000. You know how much an old pet's worth?
Nothing.
Thanks for taking my old pet. I was waiting for it to die. The kid was puking all over my carpet. The kids loved it.
Oh, Alex, time to get a new pet. Our new campaign. Remember 1-877 bones from kids?
Yes. That's it. That's it.
1-877
bones for kids.
Old pets.
Yeah.
Can you go into what this campaign is a little bit?
I don't know.
Cars for kids. Yeah.
In the podcast, we were like running low on money for a while, so we had 1-877 bones from kids.
Yeah, that's right.
You could find a bone or you could give your own.
That was too much. That was too much.
If you had a leg amputated.
That sounds hygienic.
You can sell those. Those are
disease free. That's implied. We took kids'
bones.
Yeah.
We collected a bunch of them.
In retrospect, that was offensive.
You
can't send diseased bones in the mail. Like,
there was no monetary.
No, bleach your bones before you send them to us. Yeah.
Of course.
Boil them down. We don't need that flesh.
No, unless there's virgin blood on them, then it's fine.
Yeah.
So now it's 1-877
pets for
old
kids.
Old pets.
For us. 1-877 old pets. For kids? It's not for kids. For us.
1-877 your oldest dog.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, guys, we're going to have to put an end to Wagner because it's somebody's birthday.
We have something special.
Is it?
It's somebody.
I know, but I'm leaving. So
special.
It is effectively.
Are you leaving now?
Well, not right now.
Oh, yeah. This is for somebody very special here today.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
Led by the
team
of Wild Ones.
Jack.
Pep met you and almost got him killed. Wasn't even cool and not thrilling in any way.
But it wasn't that big of a deal.
We've written a song with Midwest Elle, Violet M, Sarah Steele to talk about how we feel. Cause it's the day of your birth, the day you should have been fired into the earth. Instead, Pat took your place as a sacrifice for you and the human race. And happy birthday to Zordov. Now that's his birthday, but that's how we designed our mythology. And Jehovah thanks you for reading his letters and saving America with the love of his mother. For reading the bulletins of Hellmouth.
And hey, yo, what of it? This fucking guy.
Oh, Jack. Birth, it carried you to earth. You've collected virgin blood and you've shown us profound love. Oh, Jack.
Birth,
how you emerged. Shining in armor, defending the earth. Long locks of luxurious hair. Never speaks into the mic, but nobody cares. Oh,
Chad. Happy birthday to you.
And we've all pitched in. Say what we usually mean by all pitching in, which is it's only me that did it.
Because no one.
Oh, although we all did write the song, which is nice. So we've gotten you a gift.
Drive those nails.
You can pick one of them.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna. You're gonna shit yourself.
One,
no. Look at both of them.
You're gonna fucking shit yourself.
That's the one I would
read.
Pick
it, read it aloud.
Read it aloud. Yeah. Read what it says. It doesn't say anything. It's very short.
It's
Death to traitors. Yeah.
Oh. Death no quarter traitors.
You should take the no quarter one is a rarer one though.
Let him choose.
This is an awkward moment in gift giving.
Yeah.
Death to traitors.
It's a real
death
Civil War letter.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. They made like millions of them.
Why don't you give me gifts?
Well, it's not your birthday.
What did you give me for my birthday?
I hadn't thought of this.
Dad's special day.
June
7th. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad. Yay.
Very
touching.
Very
tender. Apocalypse
birthday.
Yeah,
it's like your 80th birthday on the podcast.
You'll be like,
yeah.
That is a really cool freaking present, Pat.
Yeah.
You're welcome. To traitors.
Wait, can you guys tell the story of how you met?
How many?
Jad almost, and if someone
I actually
almost
really want to hear this story.
It's nothing. Just a fixer he used was fine when he used it, but then he was fucked up when I was going to use him.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't really.
It wasn't his fault in like any way whatsoever. All, yeah. But it's still funny, and he almost got Anna killed also, but not really his fault either.
I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault. There was no way you could have known. Like, there's literally nothing you could have known. So it's not really your fault, but it's just still cool. You know
what
I mean?
Thank you guys for singing
an
Apocalypse
song. Yeah, you're welcome.
Happy
birthday,
welcome.
Man.
Oh, I know, we love you.
Aww.
We were like,
happy birthday.
He's a special man.
For my overflow of emotion.
Oh, it's okay, man. Oh.
Apocalypse. Tears. It's okay. You're
tears are welcome. Yeah. It's like a rebirth.
After being fired into
you can christen the old pets.
Fired into
yeah. Yeah, you can christen the old pets that we'll get with your tears. Collect them in the jar, Sarah.
Guys, I wish we could.
Oh, that's called a lacrimosa.
Do you guys want to play the Cole song?
Cole.
A song celebrating
Cole.
A Trump era.
Cole.
It's fine.
Cole.
Everybody can sing along.
Cole.
Oh, we have a whole 20 minutes left, so Jesus.
Do you remember the chords?
Also, wait. Do you remember the chords? The song about, like, will it hurt?
I don't know the chords to that, but.
That I wrote, but I never
I don't remember how to play it.
So it's CFCG and then CFCF CFC. No, it's like not that slow. It's C dun, 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 C. So it's CFCG CFCF.
Okay, no, I know it.
And then it's CFC.
Thank you, Mr. Trump, for the coal.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the memory.
Wait, hang on. It's faster. It goes, oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the cold.
You want me to play it?
Yep, you play it.
Okay, I'm not going to play it on guitar.
Yeah.
Are you mad? Are you mad?
I think we all know the answer to that question.
I thought we were going to sing Clean, Clean Coal.
We tried to play this, but then this was the deleted episode where there was too much racism and madness on the show. Yeah. Are you going to keep this alive for me and turn it up for me?
Yes, I got it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the coal. Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the memories.
We have coal to bring us to the future. Coal to warm our bodies when we're cold with global warming and all the little traitors. Candlelight's romantic, but that coal is so divine. Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the coal. Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the memories. Now that I have my coal, it's brought immortal salvation to my soul. And I'll eat coal for every meal. Once I was poor, but now I'm rich. I have coal in my britches. Now that I have coal, I no longer have to work the pole. Yay, I'll eat coal at every meal. Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the coal. Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump, for the memories. We'll make it up to Mars and we'll see all the stars with coal, coal, coal.
And then it's like coal, 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 coal.
Thank you, Mr. Chum. That song was written, unfortunately, that was the last episode with Olivia Pickington.
No, but the song was a after she went through. Because that was written before Trump withdrew from the Paris Accords.
That's true.
This song predictable cast without him.
That's
right. We've been right again.
Yeah.
We've been right again.
Olivia Pickington went to his finishing school. And
then
and,
again, that one wasn't that developed big of a school cast because everyone knew that was going to happen.
Of coal.
I think it
actually was written in the context of her new school. For
I'm not sure about any research.
Now, Apocal viewers, Apocal listeners, if you're against us dropping out of the Paris Climate Accord, by that I mean the U.S., then as a sign of protest, go out with your fellow listeners and start your car and just go back inside. Go to sleep.
Burn your trash. Set your trash.
Burn your
trash. Leave your car running tonight in New York.
Give a cow some indigestion. Give him some beans. Burn your neighbor's trash. You know, that really fucks with the environment.
Set fire to a dumpster. Who cares?
Burn your neighbor's. Well, guys, guess what? I have some great news.
Cole.
We have some listener mail.
That's
lies.
I love it when our listeners talk to us.
Oh, wow.
Lies.
I love listener mail.
One of you dicks deal with this. Let me come back. Let me do this.
There's only one dick that was...
Wait, like there's only one soul? Like reincarnation?
I'm in that corner of the room.
Hey, guys. Hypothetical. We have a caller.
Oh. Wait.
Hey, how about everybody shuts the fuck up so we can listen? Great.
Ring, ring.
Done?
That was the phone.
I'm so glad that I took the phone.
Are you
going to
pick it up?
Yeah.
Right. Damn it.
We have a caller. Listener mail.
Hello to the members of the Apocalypse Cast.
Hey.
This is Tracy from Long Island yet again. I know. I'm like the only one who calls. But,
oh, Tracy.
You know, it is what it is. Anyway, I wanted to find out from you. When I drain myself of my blood, it smells fucking horrible.
Jeez.
I can't even tell you how bad it
smells. I bet, Tracy.
So I wanted to know if you think this is a good thing. Is it a bad thing? I don't really know. So just let me know what you think. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Tracy. Wow. Great call.
That was a good question.
Great question.
Great question.
I don't think it's
What do we think,
good.
Danny? Let's let our guest answer
I think
question.
I think it's supposed to smell somewhat bad, but really bad?
A lot of listeners have asked this question.
I think she should eat
it's a, very common
a lot less greens.
As far as I know, it's about your environment and how much proximity do you have to sources of hell energy. So, like, Tracy,
you're
in Long Island.
Leafcast.
We know that there's tons of hell mouths around in Long Island. You're basically living in, like, fucking and hell energy central. So, of course, your blood is going to pick that up. I mean, the body knows, man. Mm-hmm. The body and the mind have a deep connection. And I think you're picking up on something.
Oh, God, the body and the mind.
I think... Tracy, you're eating too many greens and too many vegetables and too many fruits. Just stop.
Yeah.
I would,
Red meat. More red meat. It's more pure for your
virgin's
blood.
Virgin's blood. Virgin's blood is the best.
Like vampire diet. Mm-hmm.
You got to run the sink for like 15 seconds before you drink the water.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true.
That puts it for life.
You'll die before you're 60, I guarantee you, if you don't do that.
Once you guarantee they'll die before they're sick.
Mostly because
you gotta run day,
you know what, Midwest now, when you say it like that, it sounds like a threat.
Guys,
you'll die.
Guys, I've been thinking,
like, are you gonna kill me?
That's how urban legends start. You just gotta say something like kind of sounds believable.
It's true, though.
It's like,
we're
what's
dark
is that it's true.
He's taking a shit.
Oh, well, hurry up.
Yeah, she sounds like the kid from
free.
The Poltergeist.
I think we should talk about...
No desert here in the basement.
Pat, what do you want to talk about? What's
no
on your mind?
So anyway, so do we get a consensus then? Can she cleanse her blood?
She can cleanse her blood.
Okay. What about blood that's been already drained? Can we filter that? Is there a filtration? Yeah, like a Brita?
We should try and describe the
cloth.
She should drink bleach.
Should someone drink it and then pee it out again?
It purifies
everything. And what she's describing is actually dialysis.
We're trying to describe the Apocalypse, like a review.
I'm not sure if we have any like approved hospitals. Yeah.
Deidre, you have kidney failure.
Crazy.
No.
Damn.
What's happening?
We're trying to think of reviews of the Apocalypse.
Okay.
Everybody has to write a review of the Apocalypse, and you just listen to it. Okay. Midwest style, you go.
No, not what? First?
Okay, we'll continue.
I'll go first. I didn't think it would hurt this much, but it hurt more than I thought it would.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right. And then just say your profession afterwards. Say your name. Reviewing it.
Almost nothing, yeah.
Cool.
So I ordered a breakfast burrito with avocado, and instead I just got like a constant assault on my ontology and mental health. So I don't really know what to think, but like I'm thinking of getting some new tattoos now and just generally selling off my organs. So I think it's overall a decrease in my carbon footprint.
Senator Cory Booker.
That is a scathing review. Wow, okay. All right, let's go on.
My ears feel like they've been raped.
Oh!
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, First Lady of the United States.
Michelle Obama.
That's because we...
I don't know if I can clap for
true.
That. But
it's too true.
You're the one who gave me that line, you
too
asshole.
Yeah.
Where do you think I heard that from?
Danny.
First Lady.
What's the review you have in front of you?
Wait, how much did you pay Michelle Obama?
I thought I was going to want to kill myself in the first 20 minutes, but so far, I haven't.
That's high praise.
And then your first name is
Socrates.
Like something good about yourself.
Phyllis, and I'm a fishmonger. Thank you.
Oh, fishmongers.
Wow.
Very nice.
You know, my father was beaten to death by fishmongers.
Like,
so you really, yeah.
Like, they beat him up or they kept throwing fish at him until he got killed?
I thought it was chimpanzees.
No, well, they beat him up.
Oh, by throwing fish at him? Or just
no,
obviously. They stab.
Were they on duty wearing those sort of, like, those pants that come all the way up that are, like, rubber?
Nope, he just was, like, he came out from work. He was a turd burglar, you know? In the 80s, Brooklyn was still a thing.
Yeah,
and
it was still money that back.
Yeah,
before the internet ruined it.
And he came out and he was like, hey, fishmongers. He's like, you think I'm scared of you? Piece of shit.
Bad idea.
I mean, it's like, no way, no how. No way, no how. You're going to take over my streets.
Not one second.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Streets. And he just had a fucking razor blade and they just beat him to death. Yeah.
Sounds like he was asking for it, to be honest with you.
Whoa, that's really, you really...
Damn, wait, your father, the fishmonger, was asking for it.
No, the fishmonger is...
No, my father wasn't... Oh, well, do we want to talk about tragedy?
Literally, everyone... Yeah, have some
reviews.
More.
Never.
The Apocalypse is not about tragedy, man. The Apocalypse is about love and light and Jesus.
But right. Well, it's definitely about Jesus.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Jesus.
That's later in the program.
And shadow Jesus.
What next review?
We also
So we have another review.
Okay, sorry.
Let me read this. It says... It felt so good, but I found myself crying.
That's so good.
That was from Jessica. She's a personal assassin.
So I'm gonna read one now.
Yeah.
Wait. We have another one. What's yours say?
I just wanna congratulate the guy who's gonna be having that kid. You know, I got a son of my own, and I'm very hopeful for him and this precious gift of virgin blood in his life. You know, we have in his home.
Very nice. Who is that from?
I don't know. I didn't have a username. It was like
anonymous.
It was like a Google.
Oh damn! It sounds like he's coming. He's coming for a Apocalypse.
Sounds like a Yahoo account.
Was it wearing like one of those masks, like the Guy Fawkes?
Well, they're write-ins, so we don't know. But I feel like he would be.
My review is that it's like a Prairie Home Companion.
It is like a Prairie Home Companion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stories from the past.
Yeah, and just music.
It's like a prairie dog.
That's an old reference. And it's getting increasingly fruity as time goes on, I find.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And who was that from?
Nothing. It's just me. Oh, for me.
You wrote your own. Yeah. It's like Trump myself. Who wrote his own, like,
press release.
Yeah.
Well, I think
didn't
we
he write
also...
in as, like, a fake self? Like, he was writing press releases about himself?
Yeah, Sean Spicer is just, like, this inflatable.
No. Back in
like,
the day.
Hey,
back in the day, they found out that he actually was, like, writing to newspapers about himself using a fake name.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty fucking funny.
Nice. Who hasn't done that?
Classy.
Who hasn't done that?
Do you declare a winner of the Apocalypse at the end?
No, but we can start doing that. I like that idea.
It's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
No.
Well, it's always me, though.
Doing what at the end?
Declare a winner?
It's like the Apprentice.
I think Jad should win. It's his birthday.
Competitive.
Okay, well, he's already got a cool gift.
Then we have very sore losers on this show.
Also, he doesn't care who wins.
Yeah, very sore. We all like have like blood curses on each other.
Blood feuds. Oh, man.
No blood curses.
The Orphan Battle. Yeah, the Orphan Battle is won by Sarah.
Wait. Oh, just because everybody hates cops.
Tell Danny.
Tell
them the background.
No, it was good.
Tell them the background of the story.
Well, there was just like
we had a contest over whose life was more tragic.
It was about
three dead moms.
We need to rehash. It's a game called Three Dead Moms.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? So her mother died of a degenerative
disease over
muscular disease.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Over a decade.
What is this, a clip show? Are we doing a clip show right now?
No, I need to. That's a high up there. I'd say that.
But you need the applause, otherwise it just doesn't work. We're not off track.
We're
rehashing this though. Our listeners,
our
listeners have cried too much.
No, but it's so good with the laugh track. It's really good with the laugh track.
Anyway, so. Violet.
So anyway,
Midwest Al, I gotta say though that Midwest Al has a hard time with this being just living in that idyllic pasture of corn in Illinois.
Yeah,
these stories
right.
of hardship are too much for me.
Jesus, I apologize for the corn. Okay, so anyways, yeah.
They're like corny stories.
Thank you, Midwest Al.
That's hilarious, thank you.
That was really good.
No, I just want everyone to know that because from now on
so
I'm just going to cringe for the next 10 minutes.
He's actually struggling the most among us.
I can't even listen
okay,
to
Okay, well, so anyways, Violet.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, no, there was just, like, death. Death and separation.
Well, tell your story really quickly. Jesus. Oh, boy.
No, I'm not going to tell the story again.
Yes, just
go
quickly.
Back.
Just
go
recap
back.
It. Recap
no,
it.
No, you just
her
did.
Mother, okay, fine.
See,
her mother
you,
died of a degenerative disease.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty sad.
Did that win?
No, not even close.
And
I was a close runner though because my father left my mother while she was ill.
Yeah, and she died in pain in the nursing home.
Both parents still are alive, but one was kidnapped for a while, so that was also tragic. So that she got to be included in the
She was a sub. Yeah.
Congrats.
Even though it wasn't honorable,
honorable mention.
We let you tell your story.
It was dead parent almost technically.
Yeah, half orphan. Yeah.
But
wait, and then
Sarah won.
I forgot his name.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yep.
Jeremy's
that was pretty damn sad.
Cancer.
Cancer. Yeah. Terrible when he was young.
Oh, and he blacked out the first two times that he heard it.
He was
it.
So sad.
Yeah.
He blacked.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I mean the worst part, but like I mean it's all top
the best worst part.
But then Sarah,
what?
Undisputed.
Oh yeah, Sarah.
Unchallenged.
It just came to
murder.
No, well, I mean, she killed herself.
Murder.
But the cops killed my mom.
I think it was murder.
Mom.
Yeah.
It just wasn't right.
Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh shit. We're doing the whole damn thing.
No,
I mean,
what if in high school
there was alcohol involved, right? There was driving. There was like a Thelma and Louise without Louise.
Yeah, so she was pissed at my dad. She drank a bottle of, she drank a six-pack of beer and ate a bottle of aspirin. And then the cops ran her off the road. They threw her in jail. They were just like tossing her around like some spick or whatever because that's, I guess, what she was in Texas. And then
she has a Mexican mother. Don't lose your minds.
I might take that one.
That's right.
I can't even roll my fucking R's. It's so obnoxious. It's like really like painful in my body that I can't even roll my fucking R's. That's stupid.
We will roll them for you. We will hold you in our arms.
We'll like keep rolling them R's.
Yeah, roll your R's for me, people.
Brooklyn, roll your R's.
Then there was murder.
Americans only roll their R's one way.
She was lied to her whole life.
Oh, yeah. They told me she died in a car accident. Like, I remember, like, being, like, 3 years old and fucking daycare and, like, people all around me just, like, breathe, because I was crying because some kid was like, my mommy is, like, so sweet and loves me so much. And I was just like, my mommy, she died. Like, that's, like, such a fucking, like, early memory for me. Early fucking memory.
Lazy.
It's pretty good.
Lazy student.
Yeah. So stupid.
What a shitty kid.
I was such a shitty kid, man. I would, like, cover myself in mud.
You were such a burden on your mom's ghost.
We have 1 minute and 10 seconds left. So. Does anybody have any last words?
This is a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, what is our guest thing?
This is
funny. The Rat King
is real. This is funny. You guys are funny.
The Rat King is totally
That's the nicest thing we've ever heard.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Really is the highest. But actually, looks aren't concerned. Like, did we do it wrong this time?
I think just being here has made me funny.
Every single time.
Well, I never said I liked it. I just said it was funny.
Okay. Just checking. I was getting a little upset. I was like,
this is not good.
Scratch it.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to do something good here.
I'm fucking starving.
We could get tacos.
Oh, wow.
We could get tacos.
We'll let's get some. Wait, let's
throw it in the We were supposed to get tacos on the tacos.
This episode was sponsored by
tacos.
Let's throw out like a free endorsement.
It was sponsored by Zyrtec.
No, like
if
a
you
real,
take 30
like,
of them,
local.
You'll probably get pretty high. Zyrtec, the fresh baker.
With a prescription.
We should plug like a local restaurant. That's what we should do.
Oh, yeah. Eat at
the precinct.
Poppy's Bodega. Just kidding. They're all Poppy's Bodega.
What's that thing on the
laser
on
the corner that says
Kellogg's.
Love?
Kellogg's
what's that place? What's that place that says love in giant letters right around the corner?
Burning Man.
Oh Jesus! I wish I'd taken the
Kellogg's Diner. Go eat at Kellogg's Diner on Metropolitan.